You're listening to the Avaya Podcast Network. Now, here's your host, Mark Fletcher.
Hey, it's Fletcher with the Avaya Podcast Network, and welcome to FCC News Bites for Saturday, May 2nd, 2015, right here on APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Federal Communications Commission Chairman Tom Wheeler announced that the following items are tentatively on the agenda for May's open commission meeting, scheduled for Thursday, May 21st, 2015. Accessible emergency information. In this item, the commission is expected to consider a proposal to extend accessibility rules for emergency alerts to second screens, including tablets, smartphones, laptops, and similar devices. The second report and order and second further notice of proposed rulemaking would take additional steps to make emergency information in video programming accessible to individuals who are blind or visually impaired. In the second item, extend and make permanent the I Can Connect program. In this item, the commission is expected to consider an order to extend the National Deafblind Equipment Distribution Program and consider a proposed rulemaking to permanently extend the program. The program provides up to $10 million annually from the Interstate Telecommunications Relay Service Fund to support programs that distribute communications equipment to low-income individuals who are deafblind. The open meeting is scheduled to commence at 10:30 a.m. in room TWC 305 of the Federal Communications Commission, 445 12th Street Southwest, Washington, D.C. For more information on the open meeting, visit www.fcc.gov. And as always, the meeting will be broadcast live at www.fcc.gov/live. In our second news bite for this episode, the Public Safety and Homeland Security Bureau has announced their agenda for the May 8, 2015 workshop on the use of smartphone apps in the provision of 911 service. As previously announced, the Public Safety and Homeland Security Bureau will host a public workshop on May 8, 2015 to discuss the use of smartphone applications or apps in the provision of 911 service. By this public notice, the Bureau announces the agenda and panelists for the workshop, which will take place from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. in the Commission Meeting Room, TWC 305, at the Federal Communications Commission Headquarters, 445 12th Street Southwest, Washington, D.C. In addition, information on 911 applications will be on display during the lunch hour in the Commission's Technology Experience Center, and the Commission has established an email box, 911appworkshop@fcc.gov, for submission of display information for this event. At 9:30 a.m., Rear Admiral David G. Simpson, Chief of the Public Safety and Homeland Security Bureau, will have welcoming and opening remarks. At 9:45 a.m., Timothy May, 911 NextGen 911 Team Director with the Public Safety and Homeland Security Bureau, will be the moderator for the first panel, What App Developers Need to Know About 911. At 11 a.m., Dana Zellman, an attorney advisor with the Public Safety and Homeland Security Bureau, will moderate the next session, How Can Apps Make 911 Better? What Works and What Doesn't? At 1:30 p.m. after lunch, the third panel session, The Future of Apps in the 911 Ecosystem, will be moderated by David Firth, Deputy Chief Public Safety and Homeland Security Bureau. That will include the participants from the first two sessions, plus Henning Schulzerini, Technology Advisor with the FCC, Roger Marshall with Addis and ESIF, and Bernard Aboba from Microsoft. The event's due to end at 3:30 p.m., and audio-video coverage of the meeting will be broadcast live with open captioning over the Internet from the FCC's webpage, www.fcc.gov/live. The FCC's webcast is free to the public, and audience members may submit questions to moderators, and those who watch the live video stream of the event may email event-related questions to livequestions@fcc.gov. Depending on the volume of questions and time constraints, the panel moderators will work to respond to as many questions as possible during the workshop. As always, reasonable accommodations for persons with disabilities are available on request. Simply include a description of the accommodation that you'll need, and individuals making such requests must include their contact information should the FCC staff need to contact them for more information. Requests should be made as early as possible and can be done by sending an email to fcc504@fcc.gov. www.cbp.gov or call the Consumer and Governmental Affairs Bureau at 202-418-0350 VOICE or 202-418-0432 TTY. For additional information about the workshop, you can contact Dana Zellman or Brenda Villanueva of the Public Safety and Homeland Security Bureau. Dana Zellman can be reached at 202-418-0546 and Brenda can be reached at 202-418-7005. That's it for this edition of FCC News Bites. This is Fletch. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time right here on APN, the Avaya Podcast Network.
The preceding podcast has been brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. Executive producer, Jean Turgeon, a.k.a. JT. Producer and LATAM correspondent, Guadalupe Eugenie. Our program and creative director is Fletch. And the APN legal correspondent is attorney Martha Beyer. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @Avaya_APN. And visit Avaya.com/APN on the web, where you can download all of our content. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Spider Harrison, the official voice dude of APN.